4,500 people are gathered around the sawdust ring of the New York Hippodrome tonight to witness the big fight. Brainy Bowers arranged a match between his white hope, Bosco, the strongman, and the local heavyweight. But at the last minute, Bosco disappeared, and Brainy Bowers, to save the honor of the circus, has undertaken to fight the local heavyweight himself.
The Jumbo Circus promised you a fight, and you shall have it. In this corner, we have Slaughterhouse Sam, the Brownsville Butcher. And in this corner, Brainy Bowers, the Banana-Nosed Bomber. Now, just a moment, Mr. Bowers, just a moment. Why have you got a microphone strapped to your chest?
Jellico, I'm going to broadcast my own fight. I'll give a blow-by-blow description of every blow. Folks, I'd like to say a few words before the fight. As far as I'm concerned, this is a friendly match. I ain't here to hurt no one, and I'm sure my pal Slaughterhouse Sam feels the same way. Don't you, Sam, old boy?
Why, I feel like this. I'll take your nose and push you into it. I'll suck you in a puss and knock off your finger.
A Harvard man!
We now transfer you direct to the microphone attached to Brainy Bowers' chest, and he'll describe his own fight.
He's in his corner. He comes over to my corner. I goes over to his corner. He comes over to his corner after me. He's got me cornered. Now I'm burning up. I make the leap for him. I miss it. He makes the leap for me. He connects. Then what do? I resort to jiu-jitsu. I grab the Swiss with one hand, with the other hand I twist his leg around his neck, and the first thing you know, I'm flat on my back. But I'm up without a count. I am at him again. I smash with my right, my left, my right. I stick my chin out to see what he's got to offer. I'm flat on my back.
One, two, three.
Saved by the bell. Now I'm sore. I'm seeing red. Some guy just hit me in the eye with a tomato. Round two. I comes out dancing on my toes. Now I'm dancing on his toes.
Come on, you weasel. Stop dancing and fight.
I ignored that last remark. I laughed right in his face. I'm flat on my back.
One, two, three.
Now they're carrying me to my corner. But I ain't hurt. I'm just going along for the ride. Round three. This is the round where I let myself go. I'm going to throw science to the winds and resort to the primitive. He picks me up, throws me against the ropes. I bounces back. Again, he throws me against the ropes. Again, I bounces back. A handball player. But to show him what kind of a guy I am, I gets up and what do? I throws myself against the ropes and bounces back singing, Billy, Billy, Bum, your baby boy. Billy, Billy, Bum. I'm flat on my back.
One, two, three.
Saved by the bell. But I ain't hurt, folks. I know what I'm doing. I walk to my corner.
Get out of here. This is my corner.
Somebody must have turned the ring around. But my mind is perfectly clear. Jellico, where am I?
You're in the left corner of the ring.
Never mind the details. What town am I in? Round four. Sam comes at me dancing on his toes. I'm dancing with tears in my eyes. I got my eye on his left. Now he's got his left on my eye. Now I'm maneuvering. I faint with my right. I faint with my left. I faint with my right again. I faint.
Brainy Bowers just fainted.
Don't worry, Jellico. Is there a doctor in the house?
Yes, I'm a doctor.
How are you, Doc? Never too busy to say hello.
Look out, Bowers. Look out.
What is it, Jellico?
Your hands are down.
I'll pick him up.
He's down. One, two, three, 7, 5, 8, 9, 10. Brainy Bowers is out. Slaughterhouse Sam, the winner.
Mr. Bowers, how do you feel?
Oh, Jellico, it's all your fault. I did what you told me to do and I lost.
But you didn't. Why did you start tugging at your trunk when I said your hands are down?
Hands are down? I thought you said my pants were down.
Far away from you. Yes, yes, when I'm far away.
Jumbo Circus presents the Razorbacks in a gay song, Oh, Susanna, Dust Off That Old Piano.
Tent to find out how you feel.
Oh, Jellicoe, I hurt all over. That guy's slaughterhouse Sam broke every bone in my head. I see nothing but spots in front of my eyes.
Here, put on my glasses. There. Don't they relieve you?
Yeah. I see the spots much better now.
Hey, how's Brady Bowers?
I want to see Brady Bowers. No, please, folks, please stay out of the tent. Mr. Bowers will be all right.
Oh, just let me in for a minute. I'll cheer him up on you.
Jellicoe, let that lady in. She looks so attractive, my pain has gone already.
Oh.
How do you do, miss?
Oh, hello, Sugar. Oh, I think you're the bravest man I ever did see in that part. I could just throw my arms right around your neck and kiss you.
Jellicoe, leave us. The lady wants to talk business.
All right, Mr. Bowers.
Mr. Bowers, I'm Magnolia Oglethorpe of Alabama. And my daddy is Colonel Oglethorpe. He's an eagle, an elk, and a lion.
You don't say.
Yes.
How much does it cost to see him?
Oh, you don't understand, Sugar. My father's a big southern planter.
A southern planter? What does he do? Plant cotton?
No, honey. He's an undertaker.
Well, well, well. I'm glad to know you all. I'm a southerner myself.
You mean it, you sweet little smell, sweet potato?
Sure, you little potato bug. Why, my uncle was almost raised in Texas.
Well, what do you mean, almost raised?
Well, they tried to raise him, but the rope broke. What are you doing up north, Magnolia?
Well, I was working here, but I just quit my position. There was no future in it.
No future?
No, the boss was already married. Anyway, I'm glad I didn't marry him now that I met you.
A plank attack. I wouldn't marry a woman unless she was a good housewife. She'd have to know how to keep house and cook and so on and so on.
What do you mean, and so on?
And so on a couple of buttons.
Oh, you're so cute. I must get a kiss from the man who fought Slaughterhouse Sam.
This never happened to me before. A woman in love with me. That guy must have punched my face into shape. Magnolia, I never kissed a woman before. So don't judge me harshly. Oh. Here goes.
Oh. Yoga, where did you learn to kiss like that?
Well, I used to play the tuba. Magnolia, you've awakened the spark in me.
Oh.
I can picture a little cottage on the hill. You and me in a dog. And at the sunset, when I come home from work, I walk down the path, whistle for the dog.
Yes.
And you come out to greet me. My little mountain goat, I'm in love at last. Take an L, take an O, then take a V. Take a W, another W, another W. Take a park, take a bench, beneath the tree. To the L-O-V, now let's add an E. Take a ring, take a church, take that little I do. Take a house in the country, but just me and you. And then soon there will be one, two, or three. Little wobble you, little wobble you.
Connecticut, the hat-making capital of the world. The birthplace of P.T. Barnum, the greatest circus man of all time. We salute Mayor Adam A. Roth, who with a group of distinguished citizens is sitting down in front of the grandstand. As a surprise, Jumbo and Texaco present the famous conductor, Eddie Duchin and his orchestra. you, Mr. Bowers.
What is it, Jellicoe?
Look, there's five little pickaninnies. Two little colored boys and three little colored girls just sneaked into the tent.
Don't worry about it, Jellicoe. I'll take care of that. Come here, you kids. Trying to sneak into the circus without tickets, huh?
We didn't sneak in, mister. We just found an opening and walked in.
Well, walk right out again.
Gee, mister, we didn't eat all day.
You didn't, huh? Well, there's a bag of popcorn for each of you. Now go home.
There's a new baby arrived at our house.
A new baby arrived at your house? Why are you crying? That should make you glad.
Glad nothing. Papa blamed me. He blames me for everything.
Well, I didn't know a new baby was left at your house.
Yeah, and wasn't it lucky Mammy was home?
Yeah, what a coincidence. Now go home. Be a good boy, and you'll get your reward in the end.
Yeah, that's where I always get it. Please, mister, can I have another bag of popcorn?
What happened to the last bag? You must have inhaled it. Here's another bag. Now get along.
Can we join the circus? We can sing.
No, you're too little. You kids ought to be in school.
I go to school, but I can't pass my arithmetic. I did the examples, but I got Mae West answers.
Mae West answers?
Yeah, I done them wrong.
Well, let's see how smart you are. Which would you rather have, this bright, shiny nickel or this old, torn dollar bill?
Gee, mister, I'd like that bright, shiny nickel.
I thought so.
And wrap it up in that green paper.
Outwitted by the younger generation.
Gee, mister, can I have another bag of popcorn?
Why, why, you had four bags already. If you eat any more popcorn, you will explode.
Well, give me the bag and get out your way.
Big kid, I'm supposed to tell the answer. Go ahead and sing.
The dice on the honey, the dice on the honey, that you win with the white
honey, honey, honey.
The dice on the honey, the dice on the honey, that you win the pawn. The dice on the honey, the dice on the honey, that you win with the white
honey, 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 honey.
The dice on the honey, the dice on the honey, that you win the pawn.
Honey, honey, honey.
Popular old favorite, Diane.
Pray for
We continue the circus concert with a number by our own Brainy Bowers, who, by his own admission, is the best-informed man in America. He will sing a song about data.
Doing some research work for the Siemens Institute, I was called at the consultation by Captain Eveloid, an eminent philanthropist. We don't quite agree on some matters pertaining to the lives of the deep sea monsters, so he asked me to go out and get him data. Data. I told him a man in my position must be requested. That you can't ask big men. For us that has the high forehead must be humidors. The next day, having breakfast with Captain Eveloid, chatting good-naturedly about the Red Sea, the Green Sea. Wait a minute, I lost my place. I can't see. But anyway, I packed my oilskin for laborious sailing to the briny deep to get data. Data. D-A-T-A. Not the data register or data. D-H-A-T-A. I've heard quite a few people say in my set data when they should mean data. And to a scientist, it's like waving a bull in front of a red flag. On the ship 4 days out, we ran into a terrible storm. Age had no fury like a woman scorned. That's how it storms. And amid the crash of the thunder and lightning on that memorial night, let me tell you what happened, boys, when the storm was at its height. First came that haunting cry. Tari, ta-da.
Tari, ta-da.
Tari, ta-da.
Tari, ta-da.
Tari. Why, it ain't fit for man or beast to be out this weather. But orders is orders.
Orders is orders.
Orders is orders.
Orders is orders.
Have you ever been down in a hull of a ship?
What about a ship?
The hull of a ship.
The hull of a ship.
Where it's 25 fathoms below.
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 How far below can you go? Okay. Da-dee-da-da.
Da-dee-da-da.
Da-dee-da-da. For man a beast to be out this weather. But orders is orders.
Orders is orders.
Orders is orders.
Orders is orders.
There's a lull in the hull.
There's a lull in the hull.
And a hull in the low.
And a hull in the low.
Between the hull and the low.
Between the hull and the low.
There's a lull in the hull.
There's a lull in the hull.
With the hull.
With the hull.
In the low.
In the low.
With the hull.
In the low.
In the low.
In the low.
With the hull.
In the low.
Stop this nonsense. Stop this nonsense. It annoys the professor. Da-dee-da-da.
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 Da-dee-da-da. Why, it ain't fit for man of peace to be out this weather. But orders is orders.
Orders is orders.
Orders is orders.
Orders is orders.
Why, the storm is getting worse. Man the engine, man the boats, man the sails. Man the engine, man the boats, man the sails. As the waves come over the ship, as the waves come over the ship, why the storm is getting worse. To the boat, to the boat.
Oh, Brady, we're lost, we're lost.
Land at last.
No, that's not land, that's the horizon.
Well, let's pull for it anyway. It's better than data.
Data,
data. D-A-T-A. The tool of all humanity. Hey, hey.
Drives into a service station and says,
608 gallons of gasoline, please.
608 gallons of gasoline? Why, who is this important customer? Believe it or not, it's you. You buy, on an average, at least 608 gallons of gasoline every year. That's a lot of gasoline. And yet you might feel it makes little difference which well-known brand you choose. Let's look at the record. How do purchasing agents for large companies who use thousands of gallons of gasoline make their selection? They select gasoline on facts. The facts on Texaco are, when the United States government needed a superior type of gasoline for fire engines and ambulances, federal chemists drew up specifications for emergency gasoline. The Texaco Fire Chief gasoline sold at your neighborhood Texaco station meets these higher emergency requirements. Because of vast production, Fire Chief is available at ordinary gasoline prices. Consider seriously these facts. And your choice of a gasoline for 1936 will be Texaco Fire Chief. Drive with Texaco and save. lost out in the prize ring tonight. Can he possibly outpoint the United States Marshal and save the circus? Tune in next week. This is Louis A. Witten speaking for the Texas Company. The Jumbo Fire Chief program under the supervision of Billy Rose featured Charles Henderson singing Razorbacks and Adolph Deutsch, musical director. And I say to you, when in New York, be sure to see Jimmy Durante, Donald Novus, APK, Gloria Grafton, and the other Jumbo stars in person. Come to the New York Hippodrome. And before we say goodnight, remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco.
Circus on Parade and Over Again from Jumbo. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
WEAF, New York.